Welcome to the Aligned Grind podcast. If you're ready to unleash your bigger purpose in this world and ready to do what it takes to make your vision a reality, all while staying true to your soul's unique blueprint, you're in the right spot. I'm Brittany Desidere.
And I'm Lauren Lucero. We are the intuitive financial strategists and founders of Aligned Grind, where we balance the hustle and the flow of soul-driven entrepreneurs.
This podcast is created with you in mind to help you stop surviving and truly begin thriving with your business and life.
We focus on the realities of entrepreneurship, the shift it takes to become truly magnetic, and the connection between the two to fully align your grind.
Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to the Align Grind podcast. We're super excited about today again. We are going to dive into, first off, let's start here. The end of the year is coming up, right? And so today we're going to dive into really keeping your energy in check, keeping your mindset right, making sure that you're continuing to take action as the year comes to an end. This year's been nuts, first and foremost, obviously, but it's making sure that we're keeping ourselves right, keeping our mindset tight, and allowing ourselves to still take in the action as the holidays come up, as the year ends, continue to do the things we're meant here to do.
Oh, 100%. I love this. I love recapping my year, and this year in particular, because it was so crazy.
Yes.
For everyone. So it's really, really interesting coming into this last quarter. It's like, wow, okay. Typically right now I'd be recapping my calendar and over the moon, just going through everything and getting ready to set up and business and this and that. And a lot of different things are coming into play this year, I'm noticing. There's a lot of, the energy has shifted tremendously. Those around me are, everyone's in a different place than they usually are. We'll just say that. So yeah. Going into the year end does feel a little bit different, but that's also a huge reminder of why this is so important. Mm-hmm. Going into the holiday season, coming to a close of 2020, no one is ever going to forget this year. It's important to check in to where we're at now. Where did we want to be when we started this year, and where are we going, and how to keep ourselves aligned and as in place as possible going in through the holidays. I mean, doesn't matter what 2020 has been like, it's still the holiday season. When you have family stress, you have more energetically taking on more things with more company, financial stress, because it's gift giving now and throw in a pandemic and everything else on top of it. So I'm really excited for this conversation.
Me too. And I think especially going into the holidays, for me, it's easy to feel like you can just check out, right? Because there's so much going on. There's so many things. But I think for me, especially the most important thing for me is staying present in what's happening towards this end of the year, throughout the holidays with my family, but then also allowing myself to stay very open and expansive thinking for about the year coming. If I don't keep that extra piece going too, I can really just halt my growth a little bit. So it's about really.
Well, it can go one or two ways, right? You can completely fall off the wagon and you let yourself just totally veg out and you're present with your family, but then you have this guilt in the back of your mind. Your business is not moving like it should be. You're not taking the action for yourself, for your growth. And then you celebrate New Year's. You're like, oh shit. Right, I'm 15 pounds overweight. I don't know what I'm doing. I already feel behind. Everyone else has already got their footing around me, and I kind of lost on what I'm doing. But there's a way to balance it, right? There's a way to do an alignment where you are intentionally staying focused and present with your family. You're aware of what's going on around you. Allowing yourself to enjoy that. That's first and foremost, is allowing joy, because that's what we're all trying to achieve in the first place, is joy. But also continuing to take steps to set yourself up for when that does roll over, the calendar does roll over to January, you're ready. You're ready. You're focused. You're driven. You know where you're going. And that's the biggest part. And especially after this year where so many have held themselves back and kind of tucked those dreams away and just wondering and waiting in limbo. I'm finding more and more women who are, fuck that.
Right.
Yeah. I'm done waiting. You're going to have to take a step. You're going to have to declare what you want, where you want to go, and start making those moves for yourself and your family.
Yeah. So how do you balance then? How do you balance coming to the end of the year, but allowing yourself to stay motivated?
How do I balance? First and foremost, the thing that popped in my head is my rituals and routines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I have those in place because we all will get knocked out. We all have a holiday party. We all have some sort of events and things coming up we want to enjoy. But having those in place that you know keep you in alignment, that you can fall back on, meditation in the morning, working out, running, clearing my energy, keeping my calendar right and tight, reviewing. I know I'm coming up on the end of the year. And for the last couple of years, I've done a year recap, which I was just telling Lauren before we got onto this podcast is like, wow, that time of year again. Mm-hmm. And that for me is reviewing my calendar on what did I do this year and really take my time with it. Like, it's not a quick project that I do. It can take a week's time for me to literally reviewing it because I just don't sit down and I swirl, to be honest.
Right.
But feeling into my calendar and each month, like, what did that look like? Where was I? Kind of put myself back in those shoes. And this is why I take detailed notes. But I look at my appointments. Did I schedule myself a massage? Was I having all of these things on the calendar? Did I feel good about going to those events?
Right.
Was it in alignment with my core values? And then you kind of gather all of that information and evaluate it at the end of the year. And you're like, okay, did I fill the boxes that I wanted to, or was I again overgiving in a different category that doesn't serve me? Mm-hmm. This year, I feel really confident that I'm really excited to look back because I know I did a lot of things that were aligned with my core values because I really worked on checking in with all the decisions that I make. Is this aligned with me? Is this going to help me get to where I want to go? Does this bring me joy? Does this feel right? Or is this sucking my energy? And I really try to stay away from those energy vampires. But that's huge. And that's something, if you haven't done that before, if you don't keep a calendar like that, maybe that's something to start going into 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And you can review it monthly too. I mean, you can look back, or if you're setting up your calendar and planning out your month, like, what do I have planned for me? What do I have planned for my business? How can I bring joy to someone else? Is this fun for me? Did I not take a vacation? Like, if you love to travel and experience new things and you look back and you didn't do a damn thing in 12 months, what do you do? You just blew a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, time goes by so fast and the clock's not slowing down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
What about you?
Well, absolutely. Like you said, my daily rituals and routines are first and foremost. As long as I keep myself true and connected, like, my connection is huge as far as growing myself, our business, all of that. It's truly about making sure that I am staying connected to my own emotions. I am staying connected to my intuition. I'm staying connected and doing that through meditation or working out or journaling, whatever it may be, but making sure that I'm really truly tuning into myself. And then again, another thing is staying really present. I'm a manifesting generator. We're all about trying to stay present and in the moment. Otherwise, our heads can run in different directions and things like that. But it's staying present. So that's a huge part of my my daily rituals and routines, making sure I'm staying in the moment. And then the next thing is really, truly, lately, for sure, with the end of the year coming up, I am truly tuning into only the things that are like a hell yes or a hell no for me. Again, I'm a manifesting generator. It's all about how my sacral response is. And for us, it's only doing the things that really light us up, really that our body goes, yes, do that. So a big thing for me, I'm trying to stay creative in that aspect. I'm making sure I'm doing things that really bring me joy or happiness, make me feel creative. Because when I'm in creative flow, in that feminine flow, like, that's where all the downloads come in. That's where all the inspiration to do and create different sites or different avenues in our business or whatever it may be, or just truly connecting with joy lights me up. So I make sure I'm constantly doing those things. But then I'm also looking into the next year going, okay, what do I need to allow myself to continue to grow and expand? And making sure that I'm taking action on things that are really, truly a hell yes. Right now, one of mine is getting additional childcare support. So I do have a little bit more time where I can fully be focused on business. so that at the point in the day where I need to shut that off, I could then go back and fully focus on my family. So that's a big thing on my list, is I'm going to expand on our childcare so that I have time to really set those clear boundaries. And I'm even taking the action of that now. It's finding the nanny that can help do that more, be around here more, and that can take on more time. And again, it's because I want to stay present. I want to be able to work and focus and then shut that off for a minute and go focus fully on my family.
I love how you said setting that time to shut it off and creating that boundary.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, you can't balance it. Balance is a false word. Like, there's no such thing in balance. It's all integrated. Absolutely. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Like, this business is a part of our lives. Our families are a part of it 100%. But we're both mamas. We have two kids. And you have to create that space. And otherwise, we find ourselves overworked. We're worried about work. We're not present with the kids because we feel like we should be doing something else. Or when we are present with the kids, we have the weight of the work. And separating that and really focusing on that this year to create those boundaries, to be present with the family and say, okay, I have this blocked hours time in the day for client appointments, for calls, or just work.
Yep.
Or just for fun, just to bring myself joy. And I feel like we both did that on another level this year. I loved how you said allowing yourself to bring joy and find creativity, which is something I kind of starved myself of years in the past, but that's where the magnetism comes in.
Oh, for sure.
That's where it's like, you know what? I'm going to block out this day and I've been redoing random furniture, just kind of letting myself paint and seeing where it goes and just enjoying it and not feeling guilty about it.
Right.
That is where you bring the creativity back in. You raise that magnetism to what you're trying to attract in the first place and allowing yourself to smile, to have fun. Like, you cannot have the weight and guilt. And that's going into the end of the year through the holidays. Allow yourself to be joyful, to celebrate this season, to be thankful for family now more than ever, I feel like.
Oh, for sure.
Like, everyone's coming together. We all, priorities have shifted in 2020, and it's going to continue to shift going into this next year. And just the importance of love and connection in our families and the fact that we're all here together. Like, it's so, you don't want to be missing out on that because you're trying to strategize for your next year. It's a dance. It's a dance, it's a balance in routines and structures and being able to express yourself, have joy, be creative within a little bit of structure will really help you keep taking forward steps and measurable steps so you can see that you're actually kind of sinking your teeth in and being able to move forward.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I love that you brought up the fact that some people say, well, you can't balance. There's really no way to easily balance that. There definitely is. As long as you tune in to make sure that the things that you want to put in place, the structures that you want, the boundaries that you want in place are fully aligned, and then you take action to do that. You can create a life where the business and the family flow and ebb and they work well together. It's not going to do it itself, though. You're going to have to take the action, the stuff that feels right for you, for your family, and create that. And just allow yourself to be open to it.
What do you do? Like, say before a client call, don't you have like an on off and same when you're working and then you go back to your family? Like, what's one thing? Because I think we do the same things.
Well, there's a couple things. So for one,
similar.
For one, I always, when I connect in, I make sure that I pray and I protect my energy before I start a call. That's what I do. I tune in through prayer. I tune in to really see what the client needs today, what kind of energy I need to put out there, where I need to support. I kind of really tune into that. And then I actually took a fun thing from our business coaches, because every coach has a coach, right? And he was so great. And I have a salt lamp now that when we are on a call, I turn that salt lamp on. That's me in business mode. That's me ready to go. And then when that's done, I turn that off. I turn it off now and it allows me, okay, well, that's off now and I'm ready to sink back into the present moment where I'm here.
Yeah, this is closed. I'm not giving my energy you're protecting your energy, but there's energetic exchange helping another client, right?
Oh, for sure.
And I need a salt lamp, apparently. I use a candle.
Yeah, well,
but
same
it's like
thing,
an
though, right?
On-off deal. I have oils. It's an on-off deal. And same when you're working, you don't just try not to. Of course, we have kids barging in on us often. Let's not act like we have this quiet space, because that would be a joke. But as often as we can, going back to protecting your energetic boundaries, we try to shut down. Like, okay, like, let's close. Let's take a moment to ourselves before we go back to the unpredictable chaos of children that we don't know what's going to be thrown at us. Because, again, we have routines and rituals, but as moms, and if you don't have kids, there's other things that will knock you off kilter, ruin your schedule, change your schedule, have you be more adaptable and be able to pivot. But still having some structure and being able to fall back, and you just get back up quicker. Like, we expect to hit walls, hit resistance, have things come up that we have to pivot, but we can either wallow out and spin out and allow that to be a snowball of excuses to set us back and forget where we're going. And, or we just like, okay, we'll fall back. I know what to do to get myself back into alignment. I need to go take a moment for myself. I need to tune in. I need to check in my intuition. Or I know I wrote stuff down that I need to take care of. That's going to be a more difficult task to do. I'm going to go knock it out. I'm going to make myself do it. I'm not going to let myself spin out. There's things that you can have in place to minimize some of that distraction.
Absolutely. Well, I think for me, I love the idea of the salt lamp when you do that, because it means I'm present here in this moment. Mm-hmm. I'm focusing, I'm listening, I'm tuning in. And when that's off, okay, it's time for me to switch where I'm going to focus now, where my present focus is. Mm-hmm. For me, it's always about staying present. I feel like there was such a time that I would always allow what was going on in my head and my thoughts to just kind of overcloud whatever situation I was in. Mm-hmm. So this helps me tune in. Nope, this is it. I'm focused here. I'm present. I'm going to be present. I'm going to help, and I'm going to serve. I'm going to turn that off, and then I'm going to go help and serve over here.
it's really wild until you start actually taking inventory on being present.
Yeah.
I'll speak for myself. It was eye-opening for me just to see how disconnected I was. I would be in a conversation, and I'm literally ADD brain over here, like da 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 da, or thinking, or be laying, cuddling with my husband, and I'm like da 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 da, thinking of this and laundry and grocery, blah blah. What am I make for dinner? This, like, oh my gosh, it's so ingrained in us. It seems to be the easier way. It seems more difficult to practice just being in this moment.
Yeah,
just allowing it to be and unfold as it is, just to watch it and be a part of it.
Yeah.
But the more you practice it, it's a practice, you get better at it. And it just becomes more natural to be able to switch and be present. And I promise you, you'll find so much joy in it.
Yes.
So much joy, because you're opening your heart and you're allowing yourself to give and feel the joy, rather than just being a body and talking, but not fully being present. Nothing's worse either than having a conversation with someone when you know that you're not being heard or received.
Yeah.
You're like, hello, are you there?
I said something really important. I think that's so true. And especially the biggest thing, though, is finding what works best for you. I mean, how we energetically put ourselves out there and how we can connect on our own, it's all a very personal thing. So it's finding out what works for you. And what a great time to do that if you haven't. If you haven't gotten your boundaries ready yet, if you haven't figured out how you want to approach that for next year. What a great time now to start figuring that out as you go into the new year. Okay, what's the next step here? How can I create this flow rather than this resistance and friction?
Setting yourself up and just keeping track of keeping yourself healthy through the holidays, right? We can always overindulge, but you know that doesn't make you feel well. At least I don't know anyone who it does, drinking too many cocktails and eating all the cake and ice cream around. Like, just stay present. Like, is this going to serve me? If you can look at something before you do it, how is this going to make me feel tomorrow?
Right.
Is this conversation that I'm going to engage in going to make me feel good or bad? I mean, it's simple as that. Is this going to light me up, or is this going to drain me? Yeah. How much time do I really need to spend around this group of people? Because I know families can be very triggering for some. Show up, send them love, check out.
Right.
Like, you did it. You can also, it's okay, give yourself permission to set boundaries there too.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, okay. There's one thing that we didn't talk about, though, Lauren, before we get off here, and I wanted to recap. Like, going through your year and thinking in, I really want to challenge everyone. Lauren and I both talked about this before, celebrating your wins.
Oh, absolutely.
Celebrate what you did accomplish. We can really spin out in how shitty this year was. Yeah. But I have way much more joy celebrating how freaking awesome this year was. Mm-hmm. This year was by far our best year.
Yes,
all around.
Absolutely.
Family, relationship, business. Mm-hmm. New friendships, new experiences, travel. It checked the boxes more than any other, more than any other year by far. And to be able to celebrate that, like, just saying that just gave me literal chills up and down my arm because it's true.
Yeah.
But you have to acknowledge it. Like, oh man, this year is horrible, or was it awesome? Like, what did you do? And if it wasn't that amazing for you, what can you do this next year? Allow yourself to free flow on that.
But I think the thing too is, if you feel like it's not that amazing, I challenge you to go back through your year and celebrate even the smallest wins. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we forget to acknowledge the things that we did complete. I mean, even down to, did you finish that book that you wanted to this year? Yes. Celebrate that. You accomplished that this year. If you're building your business, did you finish your website? You may feel like it's not a big thing. It's a big thing. Celebrate that. Sometimes we forget and we get so caught up in kind of this negative mindset of, oh my gosh, I didn't get anything done I wanted to this year. I can guarantee you accomplished things, you created things, you did something that truly deepened yourself or made you better in some way. You did it. Think mm-hmm. back, and even the smallest thing, tune into it and celebrate it. Because that also teaches us to celebrate even the big wins when they come through, instead of allowing them just to pass by and not be a big deal. I challenge you, celebrate every little thing you did accomplish, and you did something that, even if it brought you joy, celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do more of that.
Yeah, for sure. It's not only is it going to help your energy, it's going to give you a better outlook, but it's going to shift your mindset to start seeing the really positive things in life. The really positive things in yourself, because that's really truly when it comes down to it, it's back to that self-worth, that self-love. When it's mm-hmm. there, you become magnetic. You start attracting the things you want. You start bringing in the people you need to into life. And it's just, but it starts in here first, and shifting your mindset into that positive energy, that really open mindset.
And it's always there. We just have to allow it. We have to allow it to come forth. That's the really cool part. Like, everything you need, everything is right there, right behind your heart. You just have to unlock it and allow it to happen. Mm-hmm. And celebrating those successes, celebrating those little wins, that's what allows it. That's what allows more. It's saying, hey, I freaking appreciate that. I'm ready for some more. Yeah, I love feeling this way. So if we're trying, it's almost like you're guilted into feeling good, into feeling joyful or worthy. Like, okay, there's so much struggle and so many hardships going on. Like, do I really feel this way? Was it really that big of a win? Hell yeah, it was.
Absolutely.
Got a parking spot. Awesome.
It's a win. Like, it's a
that's
win.
You.
Yes. Well, and we love celebrating every type of win, every size of win. We love that. So even if you're in a place where you're like, I don't really know if it was a win, reach out to us. Let us know, because we will celebrate your win. Because it absolutely Yes.
I love that. Share it on your story or share it on anything.
Oh, please.
Tag us.
Yeah.
We'll share that too, because we want to celebrate too, because nothing is too small. Nothing is stupid. No. It's all, if it made you feel good, that's a win. Allow it and own it and share it.
Yep. Awesome. We will celebrate you always. Yes.
So as always, you know, you can find Lauren and I at aligned.grind on Instagram. That's the best way to get a hold of us. We both have our own handles that you can find through Aligned Grind as well. If you want to reach out to either of us personally, Brittany or _Brittany.Ray, and Lauren, what's yours?
I am Lauren.Lucero_. I'll put all this in the show notes too, so you guys can just click the link and follow it there as well.
Those silly underscores, but that's where we're at now. Reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. And of course, if you're listening to this podcast, that's always a free call offer, quick 20 minutes. If you guys just need some clarity or some support around this topic, we'd love to hop on with you, meet you. That's our jam. So reach out there, or just aligngrind.com. And if you like this episode, please share it, celebrate your wins. comment, let us know, rate it. It helps us tremendously since we're newbies just starting this out, and we absolutely want to keep this going, and we love all the support. We love showing up for you guys, and we hope you have a beautiful day.
Yes, until next time. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Align Grind podcast. Did something resonate for you in today's episode and now you're ready to take the leap? We're here to walk with you hand in hand on your journey to fully align your grind. Follow us on Instagram at align.grind or send us a DM for more information on our high touch coaching programs.
It's time to step out of your own way, take action, and begin living that aligned grind.